Joe, in the first part of this series on the LEAP program, we've had an opportunity to talk a little bit about what the program is and what y'all are trying to do with it. I think one of the best ways maybe to get a little bit better idea is maybe talk to some of the people or participants in the program, see what it's allowed them, what they think about it. And that might be a better way to let people know if it's something that would be of interest to them. So this time, we'll just let you start talking to some of the participants.
Okay, great. Well, first up, we've got Jessica coming to us from Lee County. So, Jessica, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do over in the big city.
My name's Jessica Butler, and I'm the managing editor of the Beattyville Enterprise in Beattyville, Kentucky. We've been a newspaper since 1883, the second oldest in the state of Kentucky as far as weekly community newspaper. And I'm originally from Lee County, but moved away about 18 years ago, and I've been back since 2015.
Excellent, as I drop things on the table. Mm-hmm. We're just a few months into the LEAP program at this point, but what are some of the things you feel like you are going to take away when this program's over?
It energizes you to do better for your community, where there's either negatives or positives. It helps you to reinforce the positive, to bring up the negative to a positive. And also the networking aspect, knowing that you're not the only county going through certain hiccups, growth spurts, so forth, that there are other counties as well, but we can join together and work together as a team to bring about a better community, not just locally, but also regionally.
Well, last month we actually were in Lee County. Let folks know, just to illustrate a little bit more, what are some of the things that we toured, that we took in when we were in Lee County?
Well, first off, I didn't know we would be walking 912 miles to the mother lode, but however, we did, because I guess it's a rock climber's paradise. But we also went to the Bobcat, which was originally started by Heber Dunaway, who was a very loved former coach at the Lee County High School, who actually was my dad's coach. We had great food there. The Art Factory Coffee House there in Lee County, a lot of people don't know about, but they serve breakfast and lunch. They also display art from people from different counties, different types of art as well. They're located right there in the building next to the City Hall. We also went to Cliff View Resort, even though part of it's in Wolf, part of it is in Lee County, and it is now has a new executive director who's actually from Lee County originally. And we did do the mother lode. Rock climbing is becoming a large thing in Lee County, primitive camping. We're trying to work to become a trail town and to utilize the Kentucky River more, because it's where the three forks of the river meet there in Beattyville.
Well, Jessica, thank you very much.
You're ever so welcome. Thank you.
All right, now we're going to hear a little bit from an implanted Estill County perspective, Amanda Bonner. Amanda, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you represent in Estill County.
So, like you said, my name's Amanda Bonner. My name's Amanda Bonner, and I am an implant. I originally grew up in Alabama, but moved to Kentucky to go to Asbury Seminary, and then moved to Estill County to work at Aldersgate Camp and Retreat Center, where I'm the program director.
Excellent. Well, and in your work, of course, you're meeting new people constantly, especially in the summertime, and directing programs, and especially with a lot of kids. How do you, I guess, sort of contrast your professional experience there with meeting the folks that you've met through LEAP?
Well, for me, like, moving here, I didn't really know a lot of people in the surrounding areas and things like that, or even what to do in the surrounding areas. So it's been really cool because, like, the people that come to camp, they're coming to camp for that experience to be at camp, whereas now this is enabling me to kind of reach out to the community that I'm living in and around, and invest in that even more. I've always been kind of one of those people that like to be involved in a lot of things. So, mm-hmm.
Well, and anyone who's friends with you on Facebook will know you well document all of your LEAP adventures.
Yes. I love taking pictures.
As far as again, kind of with the from the networking perspective, do you feel like in the future it's going to be valuable, some of the connections that you're making both within Estill County and then in the entire region?
Yeah, I think so. Particularly like with the group that we've been with, I've already been making contacts on how to improve my own personal, like taking pictures and things like that, but also like people that I can reach out to with things that are going on. So if the town's working on the trail town, how I can be involved in that or different things like that. So.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to hear a little bit from Jessica Grimes from over in the big city of McKee.
Oh, yes.
So, Jessica, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, my name is Jessica Grimes, and I work for Jackson Energy Cooperative in Jackson County. I'm actually from Laurel County, but mm-hmm. I'm representing Jackson County through LEAP.
Well, and this is another good example of even more counties than just the ones that we're focused on who are kind of being pulled in to the LEAP experience. So far, and again, we're just a few months into this year's program, but do you feel like the connections that you're making and the things that you're seeing in the other communities are going to be beneficial for you?
Absolutely. I think this group, as I think it's been awesome. I don't know how any other group could be better than this one because I feel like we all get along. It's kind of like a little family. I think the neatest thing to me is being able to go to all the different counties and see things that I didn't even know existed. So, like Lee County when we went, I was absolutely blown away of stuff that was right next to us, but I didn't have any idea that it was even around us. So.
Well, and I guess that illustrates a little bit. I did make the claim that you'll be able to see things that might be right next door that mm-hmm. you never would have gone to check out if not for the program.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, very cool. Talking about, you know, you've got the joint Laurel County-Jackson County connection there. It's always been kind of funny to me because just the way that the program has grown, Estill's kind of been in the middle. Looking at from Jackson County to Powell County, there's a pretty good jump there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that's opening your eyes a little bit more to maybe even more of a region of the state that folks don't talk about as much where you are normally?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's things that are in these small counties that I feel like people don't visit, that they don't feel like there's anything there for them to do, that, I mean, it's right at our back door.
Right.
And that's, I mean, it just really opened your eyes to things that are available that we may be driving hundreds of miles to go do things that are right next to us.
Sure. Well, and it's funny, you probably don't see it this way, but we see London as being more of a big city. Do you feel like some of your experiences, and London is a bigger town mm-hmm. than anything that we have,
yeah.
But do you feel your experiences kind of translate over that you can compare things in your mind and maybe bring something to the program that somebody that, say, has lived in Stanton their whole life
mm-hmm.
Might not think about things quite the same way?
Absolutely. I mean, there's things in London even that are available that I don't take advantage of, and I live there. I mean, we've got the treetop at the park that people can do. I mean, there's mm-hmm. all kinds of just things that we just, because we live there, we don't think about and we don't take advantage of.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you, Jessica.
Thanks.
All right. Now we're joined by Miss Chelsea Nolan, a force of nature in her own right, from Powell County. So, Chelsea, tell us a little bit about you and what you're all about.
Well, my name's Chelsea Nolan. I'm a DJ here on 104.9. WSKVFM. Joe and I share Wednesdays.
We do.
So if you're not doing anything Wednesday, make sure you tune into Joe's Come On Home show. But
we've got the whole afternoon.
Absolutely, spend time with us. But yeah, I love the area. I love the gorge. I love Kentucky. Moved away, came back, couldn't get away from it, and
wrote a song about it.
Sang it to Joe on his radio show. I love the area and. LEAP's really afforded me the opportunity to see what I can do to help the area grow.
Well, very cool. Well, from a, I always focus back on the networking. I love that we highlight assets and all that in the different communities, but the people is what it all comes back to. How valuable do you think it is looking at everything from a regional perspective versus just the folks that you're around every day?
I was hoping you'd ask me something like that, Joe. Okay, so what is so cool about LEAP is I've spent 26 years of my life thinking that different counties have different people with totally different perspectives. No one's trying to achieve the same goal. And the first day that I met everybody from LEAP, I learned that wasn't true at all. So it's pretty cool to know that you can mesh with people from different counties to work on the same thing to make your area better, not just your county, because, you know, the county line is invisible. It doesn't really exist. And the people in Estill County and the people in Lee County and Wolf County and everywhere is just trying to make their area better. And oftentimes it's the exact same problems that you're working against and the goals that you're working towards.
So it's definitely a benefit to be able to bounce things off of folks that maybe aren't directly involved in situations you're dealing with.
Absolutely. Like, you know, if you want something from your mom, you got to ask your dad for it. Kind of like that.
Right.
It's nice to get an outside perspective of what's going on, because people in different counties still totally understand
sure
what you're dealing with, but give you a very unbiased opportunity to bounce that off of. So.
Well, and folks that aren't familiar with your night job, you are you're a singer songwriter, a performing artist. Do you think we might be able to wrestle you into writing a song about LEAP at some point?
I mean, yeah, we can totally do that as long as you sing it.
Fair enough. All right. Miss Chelsea Nolan, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Now we're joined by Miss Shay McGee Walker, so everyone knows who we're talking to. You're actually coming at it from a little different perspective on the steering committee mm-hmm. now for LEAP. So tell folks a little bit about yourself.
I'm Shay Walker, and I'm an outreach and training specialist for Bluegrass.org. I actually serve Estill, Madison, Clark, and Powell counties. And so what I do is basically provide training, resources and education within the communities on different topics in substance use. But actually, I represented LEAP last year as an employee of Markham and Wallace Memorial Hospital. So
you've completed the program. What are some of the takeaways that you got from LEAP?
Honestly, more than anything was I got a lot of friendships from it. There's people that I still stay in contact with, so just networking. And I actually have people that I've talked to within my new position, you know, to reach out to them to get them to help me, you know, kind of open the door to opportunities in the other counties that I'm working in. So,
if someone were, they're listening to this right now and they think, yeah, well, you know, I might be interested in that. What would you tell them to seal the deal?
I would just say, do it. Just don't be afraid to take that jump and do it.
Moving forward, and I would let everybody know, if you are interested, it's this current year's material, so we're not ready for next year, but you can visit leadershipleap.org. That'll take you to the website where you can find the information that you need. It also has all of the graduates of the program listed, so you can go down through there, find the names of somebody that you might know well, and you can reach out to them, ask them what they think about the program. I would want to ask you, Shay, one more thing. As far as highlighting the assets of the different communities, how important do you feel that was, and did you take away any new knowledge about the surrounding counties that you may not have had before?
Yeah, absolutely. There was just almost in every county, there were things that I saw that I had no idea that they existed. So yeah, definitely. And it was a lot of things that I would have never knew.
So definitely, and just in your job,
yeah.
You work on a regional basis. Look, approaching everything regionally versus one county at a time, getting more people to the table at once, it's a win for everybody.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, everybody, again, for joining us for Bridging the Gap. As an alumni of LEAP, I can't say enough about what a great program it is. I went through it a couple of years ago. Ethan and Joe are fantastic to work with. And if you're even considering this, I'm sure you can get in touch with Ethan at WSKV. They've also got a website that Joe mentioned. it's really an excellent program. You get to know a lot of people, make a lot of bonds that'll last you a lifetime. So if it's something you're considering, I'd strongly encourage you to take the plunge and contact the people in charge of the program and give it a try. Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow.